Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Ms. Simona Peter. She is the Business Development Manager at Fleet Line Shipping in Dubai. First and foremost, Simona, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Bo.
You are most welcome. I understand it that you are based at Fleet Line in Dubai, correct?
Correct. We are based in Dubai.
All right. What made you choose a career in shipping and logistics? How come you are not a flight stewardess or an accountant or working in a bank?
Well, the short answer is that logistics is in my blood. You know, my dad was always and is in logistics. And ever since I was young, I can remember him on the phone talking about his ongoing shipments and different terminologies being thrown around, like FCL, flat rack, break bulk, and all of this.
Yes.
So I, you know, did my degree. I studied business with finance at the University of Warwick in the UK. Mm-hmm. And so although all of my peers were going into, you know, sort of finance or marketing type of jobs, like investment banking or consulting or whatever, it was just sort of a natural gravitation to me to join logistics. And so, yeah, that's how I started. I mm-hmm. wanted to get a complete understanding of the business and its day-to-day activities. So I started from, you know, the ground up. I started in operations and documentation, getting an understanding of, you know, the bill of lading, its clauses, mm-hmm. The local customs procedures. And then I moved on to FCL and air pricing, mm-hmm. where I was more customer facing. Then 1.5 years later, I moved into OOG and the project division. Mm-hmm. And so to get an understanding of that, we have an ISO and QHSE certified lashing and packing team. So I would accompany them to loading sites to get a better understanding of, you know, the lifting points of cargoes, depending on its payload and center of gravity and, you know, and the different methods of lashing and all of that. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I moved back into the office to do pricing and negotiation with carriers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then nowadays I'm taking a bigger role of, you know, charter party agreements, getting an understanding of that from a lawyer's point of view. And so overall, I've been in the business for a little over 2.5 years, and wow. I'm everywhere.
Wow. That's quite fantastic. Yes, of course. And I think going into your father's company, and I'm sure he wants you to learn as much as possible, you will learn the hard way. You will not have any, let's say, free ride. You will have to learn from the bottom up. And that's the right way to do.
Yeah, I agree. Because I think it also kind of gives you an all-encompassing view. So when you're talking to customers or anything, I have an understanding of from, you know, from the beginning till the very end.
That's true. Well, just to put you a little bit at ease here, because I know this is kind of a first regarding interview for you. I got into shipping too, just like you did, because I wanted to be a journalist. But my father, who was a sea captain, he told me, no, boy, that's not good for you. So when I was 17, I was pushed into shipping, and I have never looked back. So in some way,
well, now you've combined both of your passions of journaling and shipping. So
No, of course, as I told him last time I visited him in Denmark, now I have the upper hand on him. So but that's good. So Simona, since you are young in shipping but certainly not a novice, tell me what you like about it so far. I mean, you are 2.5 years in. What is it particularly that you like about it?
I think every day is a new challenge. And I think, especially in project logistics, I don't think any two cargo is the same. Every day it's, you know, some new cargo, and especially because we are dealing with a lot of oil and gas and construction, construction machinery is particularly, it's just the entire process. I've been quite lucky enough to, you know, be customer facing and carrier facing to, so, and then I also joined the business during the entire COVID pandemic. So I actually don't know what shipping was like before COVID, you know, so then it's quite an interesting dynamic to see, you know, the issues with space and then to negotiate with carriers, especially because we have, you know, the upper hand and Taiwan rate agreements, and we're, you know, a huge volume loader with majority of the carriers. with OG. So then using that, leveraging that, talking to, you know, carriers and kind of prioritizing our clients' cargo to get on the first available vessel. And that entire process of just, you know, getting things done when other people couldn't is just a very interesting feeling.
It's probably the best feeling there is, that when you finally succeed after hard negotiations.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can see that many of the ship owners have had their nose very high up in the sky in the last couple of years. They've been fully booked on all trade lanes. That requires a lot from you as a forwarder to be able to sort out the problems. So that means you are learning from the way up. You've tried different aspects, lashing. You are now in OOG. You have developed yourself in different fields. How do you see the market in Dubai? Do you see that you have COVID still having its grip in the Middle East, or can you see that it's getting better and better now?
It's definitely getting better. Mm-hmm. I think, especially in Dubai, in terms of the lockdown and stuff, they were quite fast with their vaccination rollouts and all of that, law-wise. So we were back in the office pretty quick. And so operations-wise, we didn't really have that much of an issue. And it was, you know, we were able to provide that seamless customer service even during that time, even though it was for a very short period.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, you know, was your question again for COVID,
it's clear. Just a feeling about Corona, it has impacted a lot of business.
Yeah, Corona, the thing is, with the Middle East market, it really hasn't impacted it. And in fact, mm-hmm. within the last 2 years, our business has grown. You know, I think with the Middle East market, it's very price sensitive mm-hmm. when it comes to oil. You know, it's oil is a big driver in this region. And so especially the last 2 years, with oil prices going up, the business obviously has also gone up. And so because of that, our business has actually increased. So if you have to ask me, you know, what the impact of COVID is, it's a positive impact in that our business has grown tremendously, our turnover has, and then we've even increased our staff in the business, okay. In both our branches in Dubai and in Jebel Ali. Okay. So, yeah, it's in a good way.
It's good to hear. Yes, it's like we say, one man's crisis is another one's opportunity. So it seems that you have succeeded no matter it's been a crisis or not. And that's, of course, good to hear. What is the headcount? Of course, personally, I know Fleetline from before, from an earlier interview, but can you give me the updated? How many staffs are you in the Dubai office?
Yeah, so we are headquartered in Dubai, mm-hmm. and we have a branch in Jebel Ali as well. And in total, we are about 60, a little over 60 members in both offices combined.
Okay, interesting. And I take it that your country of origin, I mean, you and your family is from India, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm born and raised in Dubai.
Okay. Yeah. So you are local production, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And where from in India is your father originating?
The south of India. It's a state called Kerala.
Yes. Oh, yes. I've met several people coming from there in the Middle East. So very good.
I think a lot of people call the Middle East, you know, mini Kerala, because of how many Keralites are here. Yeah,
definitely. And for you now, working in the shipping business for a couple of years now, What do you prefer? I mean, shipping business is very wide, as you know. Do you like to work with OOG, or are you more the traditional forwarding part, or would you like, is there any particular liking that you have already now?
I think I'm leaning towards OOG and projects for sure. I mean, I've been in projects, I would say, a little over a year now. And so I'm really enjoying this, and I want to continue in projects, even though I, you know, eventually might go up. And currently I am business development manager. So I look after some of the internal, like streamlining of our operations, as mm-hmm. well as external networking and expanding our business capabilities. Mm-hmm. But I still, you know, like to come back and do the pricing for projects. So even though I do have a different role, I like doing projects, and so I can see myself being in this for a very long time.
And all in particular for OG and project, I presume that it's definitely never the same, and every project it can be a different destination. It's not boxes of boxes to Shanghai. It's always different in OG.
Exactly. Yeah.
How do you feel working with the ship owners and the carriers in the Middle East? Can you feel what I mentioned to earlier, that they have been a little bit proud because too much cargo? Can you also feel that when you deal with them?
Well, as I said, because we have the huge volume with them, especially the main shipping lines, when it comes to OG and break bulk cargo, we were actually won their top customer award for the consecutive, 5, 6 years. So because of that, we do have that upper hand when we are talking to them. And so especially now, because vessels are going empty and there is space, there's not that much of that negotiation, and we are getting that space. But especially during the peak of COVID, when there was an extreme space issue, we didn't really face that much of an issue, thankfully, because of the volume that we were able to generate.
Okay, so they know you have, let's say, you might say that you have a proven track record also before Corona with the carrier, so they know that they
Exactly.
can count on you. That's really good to know.
Yeah.
How do you feel that there's a little bit of a difficult question here coming for you perhaps, but I'll ask it anyway because you're clever.
Okay.
You know that some of the ship owners they like to be forwarders now. They want to
Yeah.
tell the customer, we can do everything, just give it all to us. You don't need the forwarder. Are you aware of this trend also in the Middle East, that some of the very, very big carriers now want to be the jack of all trades?
Yes.
What's your feeling on this?
And especially during the peak COVID time, when there were space issues, especially for the FCL and the general freight forwarding, they would maybe put up certain clauses, like if you give us the carrier haulage or the trucking, then maybe we can give you the space or whatever. But that didn't last very long, and not with us, because we were able to leverage that OOG hold and then kind of bring it to our freight forwarding as well. But I think, I've read a lot of articles also of a lot of customers getting their hands burnt when they, handle everything with one carrier. And so I don't think that is going to be a long-term working thing for carriers, because there are millions of freight forwarders in the world, and I don't think they'll be able to replicate what we do. That's the beauty of freight forwarding. We kind of, look at the market as a whole and the customer's needs, and we're able to generate that, customized product for them that, carriers won't be able to do. So I don't see that as a thing that will go on forever,
No,
or something that they can try for sure. But I don't think, it's going to completely replicate what freight forwarders do, or remove us from the market for that matter.
and I, as a freight forwarder myself, I only echo what you're saying. I really hope that they burn their fingers, or perhaps the shippers has to learn the hard way by giving them a few shipments, and once there's a mega claim and they have no way out, and the ship owner have no solutions but their own, then the shipper will find out that
Yeah.
they should have used a forwarder.
Yeah.
So at least in our dreams, let's hope so, and it will continue like that. So, but
Yeah.
that's good, Simona. But then one of the final questions I have, not to make the interview too long-winded either from my side. Do you see yourself within the next, shall we say, 5 to 10 years, stay in this business, or have you any other plans for the moment? Do you feel, let's say, enticed enough to stick around?
Yes, I do. I definitely see, I can see the longevity of supply chain, even when all other markets and industries were down during crisis times like COVID, logistics kind of stayed afloat, because that is, it's the globalization of the world, and logistics is here to stay. And I definitely see the potential in our company, in what we provide, we are an owner driven company, a family business, and there is a power in what we do. Because I mean, when our customers, we've heard feedback from them, when they work with other freight forwarders who are maybe MNCs, there's a lot of bureaucracy involved, versus when they work with us, there's that sort of personal touch in all of the shipments and all of the work that we do. And so I can see myself taking this forward. And there's so much potential here in Dubai and in the Middle East, with Saudi coming up and with their 2030 vision and all of that. So there's a lot of potential, and I'm excited to, kind of have a bigger playground to work with over here.
I think you have a huge future there, and I think you've chosen your career well, and especially finding a job nowadays that's not boring or repetitive. Yes, of course, there are good and bad days everywhere, but at least that's what I hear also. Whoever I ask about logistics, they always say each day is different. And where else you can have that kind of life? I couldn't find it in my 40 years. So I think you decided well. Very good, Simona. Yes, and of course, also for our viewers here, I can say that Simona's father, Peter Matthew, is the owner of Fleetline and runs a very successful company and is well reputed in Dubai. So definitely, I think there's a big hope for Fleetline to continue for many, many years with you staying put there. So
thank you.
we hope so, Simona. But then all that remains for me is to say many, many thanks for showing yourself and volunteering.
And
to
thank
this,
you for having me on this platform.
You are very welcome, Simona. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers around the world, this was yet another great interview. And of course, I say so as the editor here by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Miss Simona Peter. She works in Dubai for Fleetline Shipping, which is a well-renowned, versatile project and general freight forwarder in the Middle East. Stay tuned in the near future for further interviews. Thank you.